The U.S. House today rejected the Pentagon's plans to retire aging ships and planes. The bipartisan vote on a defense spending blueprint for the next year saves a fleet of attack jets flown by the Idaho National Guard out of Boise. Correspondent Tom Bonsa reports the fate of that air wing provides another example of how hard it is to cut the defense budget.
President Obama's proposed Pentagon budget sought to retire the nation's fleet of A-10 Thunderbolt attack jets. They're nicknamed Warthogs. That includes 22 stationed at Gowan Field in Boise. The jets are over 30 years old, but if they disappear, so could the Idaho Air National Guard unit that maintains and flies them. Members of Congress and local officials, including Boise Mayor Dave Beter, have rallied to the defense of their endangered defense employer.
It's around a $60 million payroll that the Air Guard has at Gowan Field in Boise, and around 1,000 people. So those are important numbers to us.
President Obama this week renewed his threat to veto the House version of the spending bill. The administration estimates retiring the Warthogs would save more than $4 billion over 5 years. Close air support missions would be picked up by the multipurpose F-35 fighter. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.